At a hearing yesterday, a federal judge entered a not guilty plea for Zacharias Massawi, the only person charged in the September 11th terrorist attacks. It was the second time Massawi has been arraigned and was necessitated by slight changes made in the indictment against him. But this time, Massawi was acting as his own lawyer. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
From the outset, the hearing was a tug-of-war between judge and defendant, with Massawi claiming that everything his court-appointed lawyers had done before should be erased. "I want my proceeding to start from zero," he said. "You don't control the courtroom," responded Judge Leonie Brinkema. "I will assume you are pleading not guilty and enter a plea." "Do not assume," Massawi shot back. "I have no plea. I will plead no contest." "No contest," explained the judge, "means almost automatically a finding of guilt. Do you want a jury trial?" "Answer yes. Then I will enter a plea of not guilty." Massawi continued to argue. "You are not representing me." Finally, the judge cracked the whip. "You've been extremely good at stopping when I tell you, but if you don't, you will waive your right to represent yourself." Massawi stopped arguing, but then the judge granted several government motions, including one to delete from the record all mention of the addresses of trial witnesses. Once again, Massawi objected. "Then how would I know who they are? Then they can bring anyone they want in to say anything they want, and there would be no way to check it. This is a parody of justice." The judge responded that she had a duty to protect the witnesses in light of the threatening statements Massawi has made in open court. Judge Brinkema then set July 8th as the deadline for further motions from Massawi. That prompted a tirade from the defendant. "That's meaningless when I don't know who the witnesses are against me. I have access to nobody. I have no access to phones, no printer. You are just putting me in my cell and running your show. I have a right to defend myself, not to be shut down in the Alexandria jail and given 2 weeks to prepare. You are just preparing me for the gas chamber." The judge reminded Massawi that there was a court-appointed lawyer standing by to assist him, but Massawi has refused to talk to any court-appointed lawyer. The only lawyer he has talked to is an American Muslim named Charles Freeman, who has been barred from at least one Texas courtroom for disruptive behavior. Freeman, a middle-aged gentleman with a gray goatee, was in the courtroom yesterday wearing flowing robes and a skullcap. But the judge told Massawi that Freeman could not assist him because, at least as of yesterday, the lawyer had not filed the formal papers required for an appearance. Freeman would not say why he had not done so. Outside the courthouse, Musawi's court-appointed standby lawyer, Alan Yamamoto, said the judge didn't have many options left.
"I'm not sure that she can do much more than she has done. He's not going to get access to the phones. He's not going to get access to classified material. And he's going to have limited abilities to investigate unless he speaks with somebody to have an investigator to go out there and look for what he wants."
And he seemed to be forecasting what could happen later.
"If he's unwilling to speak to counsel and intends to continue on his own, at some point the court may have to step in if it feels that Mr. Massawi is not receiving a fair trial."
Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.